that, I'm sure that's not the next one.
So when I had him in the zone of him relaxing, any movement would totally trigger. And so...
Hey. Hey. Hi, Hilda. Yeah, nice that you're here in the radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now we heard a lot of kind of mixture of... car crashes, maybe. I don't know. Do you like driving cars?
Yeah, I like driving the car, but I don't like driving alongside others. That's when it becomes tricky, you know? I think I'm... I usually don't consider myself a good driver. Actually, I'm not sure I even deserve my driver's license. And also, I don't think it's like getting better over the years either. Because I tend to become, you know, like, I think, oh, I can't drive. I will not practice it even. But my dad, he used to have a Jeep Cherokee, which was a manual car. And that was amazing. And we lived in the countryside then when I lived at home with my parents. And that car, I loved to drive, you know, go off in the forests, in the small roads, and just like burn a bit with that car. I used to do that. But that was like no one around. And, you know. So the other day, I was actually talking about this with someone. And I just... made a conclusion, maybe my perfect vehicle would be a boat, actually, because, you know, out in the ocean, everything is slow, you can make decisions very slowly, and since I'm a slow person, maybe that would fit better. Yeah. But then again, it's always, you know, it's the same. I just started roller skating. I bought a pair of roller skates. Me and my friend Salomo, we were driving or roller skating along the mines. And no, I don't know, he's probably better than me because he had them longer, but we're both kind of amateurs in this. And it's always, you could believe that when it's like the high speed, that's like the most dangerous. But we just figure like the most dangerous is when it becomes really a really stupid, slow situation where you meet someone. Mm. And we're almost standing still, but you just don't know how to, like, get around each other. And the confusion occurs, and then you're just suddenly on the ground because you slip or you trip over someone, or, you know. Yeah, I love roller skates. It's awesome. It's inlines, actually. It's not the, you know, the ones in a row.
Yeah.
Any vehicle which you bring yourself forward with your own force, I think that's the easiest to somehow, what's it called, direct. Because then it's kind of part of your body also.
Yeah.
Like a bike, roller skates.
Yeah. You're also,
I don't know.
You're also walking a lot.
Walking, yeah, and running. Hasn't happened now though for 1 week or something.
Okay. Yeah. It was too warm. Yeah. Yeah, is it exciting for you to be in Frankfurt somehow, studying here?
Yeah, yeah, I'm studying in the Städelschule now, and in the class of Tobias Rehberger, and I just started this year, this fall, and it's really nice. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, and how do you feel becoming an artist or being an artist?
Great. It feels awesome. I'm privileged, actually. No, it feels really good. I think this is extremely luxurious and giving place to be, and a very good environment for new ways of thinking and developing how you work and try out stuff, you know.
Yeah. Also,
I think it's
thinking about sound, maybe.
Yeah.
Sound is also so ephemeral, something to work with it. It's like also,
I think it's I've been working a lot with video, and sometimes I've had this difficulty because the idea in the beginning is the visual components, and there is no, many times there has been no real pre-concept for the sound part of it, and that makes it kind of interesting. What do you choose when you didn't think about it before? It's hard. It's really hard, and you don't always have to have it. Also, but it's nice. You and me talked about this yesterday. The discussion about the deprivation of different senses, and how when you close off something, how that particular sense becomes the most dominant because you start to develop hallucinations of it, their fantasies. We were talking about this, and a study that had been made on people who got their sight deprived just suddenly for a few days, and how 99% of the people in the test group developed more or less abstract visual hallucinations. And that was like the only thing that they could also experience, because it was so so strong for them to have it removed all of a sudden. And this is something interesting, I think. You can use this by actually, you can create those parameters by removing them, if you know what I mean. So, for example, a visual work, a film without the sound, where you're maybe used to it should have been. I think that can stir up associations also.
Yeah, it's maybe also how radio works somehow when you think about how to bring different sounds together.
Yeah, sure. I remember when I used to listen a lot to radio when I was little, and it was always like the thing about it was like so intimate in a way, you know, like these people sitting close talking, you could tell they were like more or less relaxed, or you know, like still it was this you know, very calming thing about it. But I always try to imagine what they looked like or who they were. And every time I saw all of a sudden like an image in the magazines or like the newspapers of these people that I listened to on the radio, and the shock of seeing who they really were, then it was like something died, you know? Like I couldn't, half of it was gone, you know?
because you see them.
Yeah, because it's all there.
Yeah, it's better.
Nothing left for the...
We are dealing here with the invisibility.
Exactly. Should we continue?
Yeah. And that's the best thing at the radio.
Yeah.
We are not visible.
Let's go.
But you can listen.
Yeah.
Radio X. Hardcore. That's you. Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Here, you.
Hey, Hussein, you popped into the studio. Right. We are waiting for a call from Natasha. I just have to check here. Yeah. Natasha, please call. Yeah, how is it, Hussein? We started to talk before but about Seedl School a little bit, but we didn't mention that there is now the Absolventen Show coming up right. on Tuesday.
Tuesday evening is the opening.
So how is it now? You instead your work?
Well, I just come from Belgium in the morning and I put up my work. Everything's fine. People are getting ready for the show.
Are you gonna show something big?
Moderate.
Moderate.
I'll show paintings. And yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, okay. Maybe to talk about your work now. How's your feeling? Okay, but now we can talk about your work and Natasha. So let's see. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, here you are. Cool.
Cool.
Now we managed. This number was wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was
yeah, I talked to the lady on the phone.
Okay, cool.
Asked me which number I had dialed. I tried to explain. Yeah, I don't know if my money on the phone will survive so long as 20
okay.
minutes.
Okay, we have also like yeah. 20 minutes left. No problem. So let's talk. Hussein started right now. He said...
I'm here.
Yeah.
Here.
Hi, Natasha.
Hey.
Hey, Natasha.
And Hilda is also hey. Here. So if someone else would like to call us, the number is, the last number is 2.
The last number, yeah.
But, yeah, that's, how is it now in MMK? You are like 36 or finishing?
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible now? What kind of installations are possible or what is it? Now at the end of your studies.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, if you have a space like this, I think you should do.
It is good for the beginning.
So, like, yeah, I mean, some people show work, new work, and I show an old work. So I think it's not really, it's very individual what people are doing.
Mm.
And, yeah.
And what is it then, what you're showing?
I showed a video, and then I have two walls, and I just realized that some on the title it says multimedia installation. I don't know what multimedia means.
Okay.
It is not a multimedia installation, for sure.
Okay.
Are they separate works?
Is that a separate work? No, I mean, I don't know. I just think that the word multimedia makes you think about...
Oh, I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm
different
not allowed
technologies
to drink.
Flying around.
Oh, I have to put it on the table.
Yeah. No, but it's kind of messy.
Hmm.
And then also nice now, but it's a lot of different universes here. I would say.
Is it the last day of installation today? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the last day of installation. Today.
What time is the last time to install?
Six.
6 o'clock.
Six.
Then
yeah, so we're putting lights and stuff on now. No.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have to go and get some other stuff. So I'm kind of a bit like almost done, but not really. Mm-hmm.
So after
it's like last time for changes.
All right.
No, it's no more time for changes.
And is everybody ready?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. So
and it's also about this, I don't know. Of course, like all, a lot of different work just came up, so it's about this, I don't know. I think multimedia doesn't, I have to just tell this girl that puts the title up now that I don't want this.
Multimedia.
Multimedia. That is like, that is if you have more like, I mean, it was like a mixed medium, maybe, I meant.
Uh-huh.
So I think this is kind of totally crazy. Yeah, so it's like this okay. small things that you have to uh-huh. run around looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to play for music now?
I don't know. Hussein could also say anything about what he did now. How is maybe your Hussein is also oh. here. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give us a little view what people will see when they come. It's the title is
well,
a bit funny.
Pashmina.
Isn't it?
Right.
Pashmina.
The title
Pashmina.
Is,
what does it
the
mean?
The title is Pashmina. And there's a lot of different works. You can see dinosaurs. You can see walking mouths everywhere around the space. You can see paintings.
And then my multimedia installation is kind of close to the same paintings, but I think they kind of, they're very different works, but they kind of,
yeah, I think it works. They look good together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's just the light situation. And then it's a lot of painting and a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What would you say now after you somehow you finished these studies, and how do you feel now? Is it like still becoming an artist, or is it like now you're at a specific point where you want to be?
I mean, I already went out of school once, so I don't really feel like, I think I'm totally done with
school. Okay. Okay, what about you? What about
no
you?
No more educational complexes and houses.
I think it's...
I think it's really good.
Okay.
To be done. No.
All right.
Ready.
Okay. I have to find this title woman now and change this.
It's a title woman.
Thank you, Natasha.
Hey, thanks for calling. And if we have like 15 minutes left, if someone else likes to call us.
If I see someone else,
if it's not too stressful, but...
Okay.
If it's you, then on Tuesday the opening is at 6, I guess, or 7.
Okay.
But see you later, baby. Hey, thanks for calling.
Cool. Ciao.
Ciao.
Good luck.
Ciao. Good luck. Hossein.
Yes.
Where are you now? How do you feel?
I feel good.
You feel good.
Someone I feel good. I feel good, yeah. I think it's going to be a great show.
Okay.
I see great many works, and people are very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of students that they were studying for a long time. Now they are graduating. So there's this, I see very interesting works. People should really come and see work of the new art. It's nothing to do with things that you see it in daily life. That's not true.
How many years did you study?
Well, I studied 4 years.
In this school?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Like, you think...
I think it was a good experience in Frankfurt. I love Frankfurt.
Okay. For artists, is it good?
I think it's a very nice city to study art, because you don't have so much distractions from... outside. It's different than Berlin, or if you compare to Berlin or something like that. It's very compact, and it's a good school, and the experience is very very intense, I would say, because it's a small school, and it makes it a lot more difference.
All right. So, and what kind of position do you think, or do you have now what you want to do? Have you changed when you started to what you are doing now, or? Not.
You mean when I before I started and now
yeah.
things changed? Of sure changed.
Yeah. Okay. But in which way? What you say now? It's.
I know what.
Painting.
I have more of an idea of about things, about what I'm. I know what I don't want. So.
Maybe that's an easy way to start.
Yeah.
But your paintings, the last ones, they became more and more sexual, so I don't know at what point you are now.
Now they're pornographic.
But you know what they say, if it exists, there's porn about it, so.
Yeah, porn somehow it's porn and in between porn and
porn.
And also humor, it's there humorous.
Yeah.
And
not humans anymore, humors.
Yeah, it is. It is funny. It's somehow it's sort of. It takes you. It takes you and puts you somewhere. You can really identify it when you look at them. I hope.
Yeah. Is it something similar to what you showed at Rundgang?
The feeling is similar, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so because yeah, it's not so different than those paintings. No. Let's say.
Because you had this one especially, which was like this hentai style of. With monsters, yeah, and
right.
Women, and that was awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, they are quite similar. Yeah. This paintings indeed.
Because it was like almost like three styles what you showed.
Three
different visual styles.
Right. Actually, this series that I did. Actually, there are two, three different. They are painterly different painted. But I had no chance to put all of them together because there's so many works and so it was not possible. So I just choose sort of two similar ones so that people would see the sort of bigger picture and understand them more better. But. They're all same sort of they're same series, but then some of them painted a bit differently than the other ones, but they are the same titles.
Yeah, should we turn on the music?
Yeah, I can play another track.
Yeah,
oh, please don't play Lady Gaga.
No. You can relax. You play my favorites.
Your favorite.
Okay, should I go?
Yeah, there's also then a party on Tuesday. Yeah. And you will play there and you will DJ a bit.
I actually won't. We decided. I'm going to Sweden the next day and like in the.
To what?
to work and to, you know, okay. Come home and visit my.
And it's your party.
So yes, and it's my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yes, on
oh
Tuesday.
My god. So oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So yeah. Everyone come and meet me and yeah. Beautiful boys and beautiful
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, celebrate a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to. Okay, so just favorite title.
Thank you. something when it started.
Hey.
We are back again.
Yeah, for some minutes, but we leave soon. Yeah, Pashmina. So there's something, this Pashmina, this Kashmir, and this idea of there's a very luxury product, and now it's like, what is it? What do you mean?
Well, I guess that? Pashmina was was fashionable in the late 90s, and everyone had it on their necks, and now it becomes something really like banal, like no one wants to have them anymore.
It doesn't mean any design or any like material standard or any technique.
It's the same for art.
It's now all out of fashion. Yeah, no one wants to have that, and there are different colors, and everyone had one, like.
Yeah.
Once in the late 90s.
But is it then comparable to what is going on in the art world? Like, is art now like a fashion that is like no
I think
fashion?
There are a lot of tendencies.
Unfashion? No, is it a fashion?
I think there's a lot of tendencies. Fashion.
Tendencies?
Yeah.
Where? Yeah, which way? What do you think?
In art.
In art. Tendencies after Art Basel. What is it?
I haven't been in Art Basel.
But what maybe like what I asked you about the like from when you started the first Dubs event that you saw and like
we have till left
this one, how do you 30 see
seconds, 30 seconds 30 seconds
30 seconds well everyone come to Frankfurt opening Absolvent Show Pashmina
am Dienstag 8. Juli und zwar ab 19 Uhr im MMK Zollamt in der Ecke Domstraße, gegenüber vom MMK. Ey, hier im Studio verabschieden sich Hilda.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for that movie.
And Hussein.
Bye bye. See you later.
See you.
Bye. Bye bye.